Well, it's been 50 years and we're still punishing the Cuban government by not opening trade channels. Most of Washington thinks this is still the proper attitude, but some say it only strangles agricultural trade. We sell China practically anything they want to buy, but we can't sell Cuba a boatload of wheat. The U.S. has a vast Cuban population, but they can't visit their families, nor can their families come here. Russian families can. Opening travel and trade would generate more demand for U.S. farm goods, and farmers, particularly southeastern farmers, would benefit a great deal. Oh, Cuba can buy certain U.S. farm stuff, but they have to pay for it in cash in advance. Sales are falling. Unrestricted travel would regenerate those sales. It would also expose Cuban people to our government philosophy. Wouldn't that be good? Good for American agriculture. And that's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.